Blog Talk Radio.
City's been so blue. God, it's been so good.
Good, hey. It's been good enough.
Hey.
Hey. It's been good to me.
God, a chair to my back in the midst of my unbelief, and I ain't even have to be there. I have roamed many cities, free and not very many, for God to care me and my children. I'm so connected to this air that I breathe, the ocean and the sea,
the mountains, the skies, and the trees.
I'm gonna get everything that belongs to me.
Good, just
it's been so good.
Hello, hello, and thank you this evening for tuning in to the Earnest Help Foundation Metroplex Club. I am so happy to say that tonight is our 24th episode on the Metroplex Club. Tonight we have a very special guest, a longtime friend, Dr. Cynthia Meekins Ross, and she has a very lengthy resume and a lot of experience. And one of the things I want to say that I'm very, very thankful that she had the time to spend with us this evening. And Ms. Dr. Meekins, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you
very
hear me?
Good. Yes, ma'am, I can. Can you come a little bit closer to your phone? I am going to make sure that we have it kind of quiet in here. So I want you to, Dr. Meekins, you know, your resume is so, so lengthy, and you've been around for an awful long time. And I think I met you back in the 80s. I'm not sure. But you are also you're the pastor of a church in a ministry of the Pathway to Purpose. Is that your ministry?
So our church. Yeah. Well, for first of all, good evening, and thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your podcast. I consider it a tremendous honor when anybody recognizes the work that you do as important work and valuable work. So I, like you, have committed my life to being a servant to improve the lives of others. And so we get to do this. I love to do this. And a part of what I do is the founding pastor of Pathway to Life Center of Hope Church in Hutchins, okay. Texas.
In Hutchins, Texas. Now, for people who
yes.
may not know where Hutchins, Texas is, can you tell them about exactly where your church is located?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. But we are 12 minutes south of downtown Dallas, off of I-45, like you're going to Houston. So if
mm-hmm.
you leave Dallas and are traveling to Houston, you have to pass through Hutchins. And we're right next door to Lancaster, Texas. And a little bit south of us is Wilmer, Texas. And most people associate Hutchins with Wilmer. They'll say Wilmer Hutchins, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is two separate municipalities. They have their own governmental system. And so we're right in the southern part of Dallas, right next door to Lancaster, DeSoto, and areas such as those.
Okay, okay. You know what? I'm glad you expanded on that, because when you said Hutchins and Wilmer, it's two different entities. I always thought it was Wilmer Hutchins. And I always thought
it was. So, yeah,
okay.
And a lot of people do, but years ago, the two cities got together and they decided to partner to do a school district. So it was Wilmer Hutchins ISD. And
uh-huh.
So those two cities, which you haven't seen a lot of this before, but those two cities kind of partnered together to create the Wilmer Hutchins ISD. And so that's where most people get Wilmer and Hutchins connected. But they are two separate cities with their own mayor, city council. So they have their own system of government. But they partner together for educational purposes.
I see. Okay, well, I know I went to the Berry Farm, Monty Berry Farm for Juneteenth, and one of the things that I saw was this big tower saying Hutchins, and that's what made me know that we was close to the gate to go into their ranch, their farm. It's because that big Hutchins, what do you call it? I guess it's the water tower.
The water tower. Yes.
Okay, but that water tower
is
the one that's across the street. It's across the street from
that
farm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that's
off of Lancaster Hutchins. Go ahead.
Right.
That's right off
right.
of Lancaster Hutchins Road. So that's kind of like the main, one of the main areas or thoroughfares of the city of Hutchins. And you're talking about Linda Henderson. You're talking about her family's property. Is that correct?
Right. Linda and Jody,
mm-hmm.
yes, and Dr. Berry, that's the three children of Merdine Berry. That's their family.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Merdine Berry was a good friend of ours, and her and Mr. Lipscomb was some of my mentors. And I ever want to forget them. So I'm always wanting to make sure people know I stand on the shoulders of so many wonderful people that has passed on. And I just like to always remember them and let y'all know, if it had not been for those people, I don't know where I would be today. I mean, I do know where I would be, but I wouldn't be in politics, so I wouldn't be in the community the way I am, because they brought me up to teach me what they knew, and I'm really proud of that. But listen,
absolutely.
I just want to tell people about how much you mean to me. When I first got started with our Living Legends, I called you because, you know, you and I have been known each other for a long time. But I had to get you to pray with me because I was so hurt. I was crying because they was talking about putting marijuana just like, I mean, this particular state representative was talking about we could grow it in our backyards because it was earthly products and it was an earthly tree. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I was so disturbed about that particular guy. He was from East Texas and talking about how we could just put marijuana everywhere and how our children wouldn't mind, you know, whatever. And I had to really pray about it to get Governor Abbott to know that we was going to be praying for them, because we didn't want that. We didn't want to have all of that. We had enough problems with our school district, and so I didn't want that to be, but I started the Living Legends Prayer Breakfast. I think it was called the Empowerment Prayer Breakfast at Eddie Dean's. But before I could start that, I had to pray with you because I needed your prayers. And when I called you, you and I think Isabel Cottrell, she prayed with me, and we started the Living Legends Prayer Brunch. Nobody knows that, but you was one of my founding people who prayed with me before we would, for the first one was ever done. You remember that? Do you recall that phone call?
I do. And, you know, one of the things that I always remember about the prayer breakfast was you were recognizing people that a lot of people may not even know, didn't maybe know that what these individuals for, you know, the work that they had done and were still doing. And you crossed the whole Metroplex. So it wasn't just like people in Dallas. You know, you had people, I remember you had people from Mesquite and just all areas of Dallas. And so I always thought that that was just so unique that you had crossed that bridge over to different cities that were within the Metroplex. And that meant that they got to meet people that they might not have known. And then obviously we got to meet them. So yes, ma'am, I do remember being a part of the very first one, and I think maybe a one or two afterwards. So I applaud you again for the work that you're doing and continue to do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But, sweetie, I wanted to pray for you. And we are going to, not tonight, I'm not going to pray for you on the line, but I constantly pray for you because I see you and you got a lot. You got a lot on your plate, and I know, and I just thank your sponsors for helping you. And I know this summer you have a good program going on. I want to talk about your summer program, your ministry, and what's the difference in STEM? You got a STEM program going on over there, Linda. I mean, I almost call you Linda. I mean, Cynthia.
So as I mentioned earlier, we're located in the city of Hutchins, and Hutchins by definition is a food desert, a health desert, a financial desert. And there are some other things that are missing in that community. And so it wasn't a community that I was looking to go and serve, but it was by divine order that God planted me in that community. And when he planted me there, it was in 2008. And in 2008, Cynthia Mickens Ministries purchased two houses, a church, a multi-purpose building, and a little bit over 2 acres of vacant land. And I was not looking for this. I was not searching. It was God's divine plan that connected me to a gentleman named Mr. Bill Philgo. And he sold me, and this was a gentleman that didn't look like me. He was an elderly white man, and he and I connected, and he said, listen, I have a church, I have a multi-purpose building, I've got a house, and I've got some land that I want to sell, and let me tell you, it happened almost overnight, and while we were talking, there was the blue house next door to the church that became available for sale. And Mr. Philgo looked at me and he said, do you want me to go buy that blue house and put it in the deal? Well, no, I don't have to tell you what I said, right?
Okay.
I was like, well, thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. And so when all of this happened, you know, I went to the Lord and I said, what is it that you want me to do with this? Clearly, you have paved the way for me to be in this city. And so he told me that the houses were for women with small children who need a safe place to live. And so that's how we started kind of with those houses. And then I'm not going to tell you I was looking to pastor. I actually rented the church at first, right? And one day I was in one day I was in the church just kind of looking around at the building, making sure everything was okay. And I heard an internal voice. It wasn't an external voice, but I clearly heard, who are these people in this building? I gave this building to you. And I have to tell you, it made me cry. I wanted to run. I wanted to scream because that's not something I saw in my life.
Yes.
And from there, it just all started to unfold. And so about 8 years ago, we looked at that community and we said, what are some of the other things that we can do to make a greater impact and to transform the lives of people? And that's when we started our free summer learning and feeding program. Well, why did we do that? We did that because statistics clearly show us that children go hungry when school closes. So a lot of the kids in these communities are on what? Free lunch. So when the school closes for the summer, these children go hungry. But we also did some additional research, and we discovered that kids can lose up to 6 months of learning over the summer because they have no educational interaction or program. So we said if we do the summer learning and feeding program, we can address both of those needs. And so that's how we got started. We give them two hot, nutritious meals and a snack daily. And we provide STEM programs, arts programs. We do a lot of leadership programs so that our kids now are getting exposure to things that they may not get exposure to if we were not there to provide it for them.
Right.
So
right.
What we did is we partnered, because the one thing that I believe in is the power of partnership. So I started looking around for educational programs that we can partner with that do it well, right, and bring them into our facilities to do the programs for the kids. So we have partners like Young STEM Professionals. So Young STEM Professional is founded by Roz Davis. And Roz has got an excellent program where they, like last year, the children did the introduction to drones. So they, what did they do? They build their own drones, and then they went out on the field. And what did they do? They were able to fly their drones that they built. And do you know how exciting that was for these children who had worked weeks to build these drones to now get out on that open field and fly their drones? And so amazing. They also had things like driving STEM, and that is where they understood how race cars work. And they learned that they could make their cars go faster if they learned the dynamics of how it all works. And so we did a lot of exercises around driving STEM. They did forensic science last year. So they were able to do DNA. They did the DNA of a strawberry. Now, who knew that a strawberry had DNA?
Oh my goodness.
They did. I mean, it was just amazing. And they also had aerospace engineering. So they learned how those things work. So why are we doing this? Because there are career opportunities here.
Yes.
Children don't know what they don't know, right? They don't know what they don't know, but if they get exposure to it, then they may decide, well, wait a minute, I want to be whatever, or I would tell you that I heard something years ago, and it said that the difference in a highly successful person and a not so successful person could simply be a lack of exposure. Exposure can change your life. It can change your perspective. So these kids are getting hands-on exposure to careers that could change the trajectory of their lives. So they could go on and, you know, I was looking at something the other day where they were talking about the people who control the flights in and out of the air traffic controllers. That's a job that they can do based upon what they've learned. And that's a job that doesn't require a college degree. So there are a lot of jobs that they can get just through training now and just because they were exposed and know that this is something that they want to do. So this year, guess what the kiddos are going to be learning? They're going to be learning video coding. So they're going to create their own video games, all right?
So, oh, my God. So video coding?
Video coding. That's exactly that's because you – so when you're doing – it's my understanding that when you look at a video game, it's all about coding that creates the game, right?
So I don't know. I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's all about coding, the back office. The back office coding is what produces the game. So our kiddos will be learning how to create video games by learning video coding. Now, what could they do with that? Well, if you can build video games, you can sell video games. So these are things that people wouldn't expect in underserved communities. They wouldn't expect that these children are getting this level of exposure. This is things that you hear about in other communities, in communities that are well-off or affluent communities. But right here in Hutchins, Texas, where the medium household income is about $41,000. The average cost of a house in Hutchins is about $84,000. So here's a community where people may look at it and they may think that there is nothing happening there, but there are a lot of things that are happening there, and they are happening through not only our ministry, but there are other people who are doing great things in that community. But if I tell you the summer camp is transforming the lives of these children, they are learning things that they probably would never have learned and had exposure to if it wasn't for our partners like Young STEM Professionals. Now, I don't know if Russell was able to join us, but he's one of our partners, and his company is called Let the Beat Bill. So if Russell was here, Russell would talk about how he is going to do a pop-up music studio teaching kids how to create their own original music. So these children will walk away at the end of this camp with original music that they created, that they designed, that they can also sell. Most artists who sing, they don't write the music. They may write the songs, but somebody else does the music. Well, guess what? That's what these kids will be learning. They will be learning how to choreograph music that can go with a song that they may get a door may open for them to get with one of our well-known artists and become their music choreographer.
Oh, you know, Cynthia, it's amazing. And there's so many questions I want to ask you. Number one is the address of where the summer camp is going to be and how do one register their children for your summer camp. If the and also if registration is still open. Also, now, I'm going to tell you this. If Russell is listening online, I must let them know online you cannot talk to me nor to Mrs. Cynthia Minkins Ross because you have to call this number. You must call the 563-999-3739. 563-999-3739. And when you call in, if you want to talk with Ms. Minkins to ask any questions, all you have to do is hit the number one. When you hit the number one, we will let I can bring you into the studio by seeing you as you want to ask some questions. So if you have questions, and there is a lot of people on my dashboard listening, I want you to know that, Cynthia, but they have not pushed the number one. If they need to ask questions, I do see some hands going up now. You just have to hit the number one. So now let me ask you something else. We have one hand up, and I'm gonna bring that person on to ask you some questions. But Cynthia, also I want everybody to know, Dr. Cynthia Minkins, her last name is Ross. So I know when I first met you, you was not married to Mr. Ross. I think he's a doctor also, but I want you to just talk about when you got married too, because I want people to know you are married, and I want to respect your husband because I like your husband. Okay, so listen, I want you to take this call. Cynthia, let's see who this may be who want to speak with you. So caller with 1508, last number, are you on the line?
1508?
Yes.
Sister Verna, this is Hilda. How are you? Blessing.
Hi. Hi, Hilda. How are you? I can hear you.
I just walked in the door. I was driving, and I said, I better call and ask my question. And you're doing a wonderful job, the two of you. I praise God for your lives and that you take the time to minister to children and keep them off of mischief during the summer months. But my question was on the ministry for the summer camp. What is the age group? And what are the requirements? Like, do they have to live in Lancaster? Where do they have to live? Do you provide transportation? That sort of stuff.
Okay, I'm happy to answer that. So the camp is located in Hutchins. It's 302 West Palestine Street in Hutchins, Texas. Now, we take up to 60 children between the ages of 6 and 14.
Okay.
Registrations are completely full. We had to cut off registrations last week. However,
okay.
Here's what I tell people. If you call me, I do have a waiting list. So if you call me at 888-419-0957, that's 888-419-0957. And if you would call me, I'll take your information. If you have a child or children between the ages of 6 to 14, I'm happy to put you on our waiting list. Now, we take children from all over Dallas. You don't have to live in Hutchins or you don't have to live in the southern sector. As a matter of fact, I have a family with 5 children who have been coming for 4 years. And you know where they come from? Fort Worth.
Where?
They drive every morning from Fort Worth to Hutchins to bring their children to our summer camp.
That's amazing.
So
that's a blessing to that mom. Yes. And do you have a website with the information? What is your website? Because I am so behind on this information, and I know it's a little late, but you know what? There's always next year, right?
Yes. And like I said, you know, call me and give me your information, because what I can also do, if I don't wind up with any open slots, what I can do is put you on the list to receive the email for next year. And we do a first-come, first-served basis. First people that register their children are the people who get in. That's the only fair way I know how to do it. But my website
Can you repeat
the
phone number?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's 888-419-0957. 888-419-0957. And the website is Cynthia. And my name is Cynthia Mickens Ross. The website is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, M as in Mary, I, C as in cat, K-E-N-S, ministries.org. So it's Cynthia Mickens Ministries.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate the information, and I will certainly be giving you a call.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you. One other question. I'm sorry. What is the ethnicity diversity composed of? Like, do you have Latinos and African American and white kids? What do you have?
So we have African Americans, we have whites, we have blacks, and we also have quite a few kids of other ethnicities.
Okay.
We don't discriminate by any means. Like I said, it's first come, first serve. So if you go to our website, there's some videos there that you can watch, and you'll see the diversity of children.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the job that you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you. And thank you, Hilda, for calling in. You know, Cynthia.
I'm going to stay on the line. I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay, that's fine. Cynthia, you know, God has been so good to us. And Hilda is one of my board members on the Verna's Health Foundation. And ever since I've been having my living legend, Hilda helps me nominate people, you know, to be a living legend. Hilda herself has been.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
And then she even got me in the LULAC group. She said, Verna, you're going to be in LULAC. I said, okay, well, whatever. But nevertheless, Cynthia, I wanted you to just let people know, you know, you're about STEM programs is something that's new to children. And I like what you said, if they don't see or be a part of it, they never will learn. What do you see coming out of your ministry, I guess, a year or two from now? Do you see people becoming entrepreneurs, or what do you think?
So, you know, that's a very good question. And I will tell you that pre-COVID, we had 10, so we did a class on website design, which is also coding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we did that, we did it with all of our students. All of our students took the website coding and development class, right? So out of that, we took our top 10 students, and we took them through an entrepreneurship program.
Mm-hmm.
Verna, let me tell you, we created eight new businesses from that program. Okay. The youngest child was 6 years old. The oldest child was 12 years old. one of the girls from the class, you should see her website that she did. Her business is teaching people how to go vegan. So she's like a coach. Now, this is a 12-year-old girl, right?
12 years old.
From the website, 12 years old. She now has her own business, and she is teaching people through coaching classes how to go from the natural foods that, well, the foods that we eat to a vegan diet. She actually taught the class to the kids the following year, and the kids could not believe that they loved her cooking. They were taught how to cook as a vegan, okay? That was one.
Okay.
We had a young man who created a business that was teaching people how to make video games, and also he was selling his own video games on his website that he created. He was 10 years old, 10 years old, okay? So what do I see coming out of the ministry or out of the summer camp?
Yes.
There's no limit. There's no limit. Because these kids are being exposed to so much, and their creativity and knowledge is just exploding. I always tell people all the time, our kids are not smart. You know what our kids are? They're brilliant. They just need an opportunity to express their brilliance. And
yes,
that's what we're doing. We're giving them an opportunity to see what's inside of them. There is nothing, you know, we're all created in greatness, right? We just have to discover, where is my greatness? And I didn't know that. Nobody taught me that I had a purpose. Nobody told me that greatness resides in me. It wasn't until my late 40s that I realized that God had put some special gifts and talents in me that he wanted me to share with the world. Well, guess what? No one is exempt from that. No one is exempt. We all are born and created in greatness. We just have to discover where that greatness is. And our children, unlike us, they're still, new. So they haven't gone through all of the stuff that we have gone through that have tainted the way we think about ourselves, the way we see the world, the way we see other people. These kids are still green in a way, right? So we have a chance open up the world to them. We have a chance to just take them and say, hey, go for it. What do you think about this? Your creativity that you have is different from my creativity. So there's no competition. There's no comparison because we're all unique. And so we give them an opportunity to express their uniqueness. So with that recipe, I believe that there's no limits, no boundaries to what is possible for these children, because we're just opening up the door. We're, you know, in my opinion, we're just probably touching the surface. But what that does is that fertilizes the soil so that these kids now can believe that they can do anything and that there are amazing opportunities out there for them. All we're doing is opening up the door and saying, look, you know, this is what's possible for you. And that's why I say they're not smart. They're brilliant. These children are brilliant. And if you had the opportunity to spend some time with these children, you would see what I'm saying. We hear all the time how bad children are, how bad this world is. Well, if we're not going to do anything for them, especially at these young ages, then how can we complain when they grow up and they don't do the right thing? We've got to get them young, and we've got to open up their minds to the possibility of what's available to them. a lot of people choose those negative paths because that's all they see. That's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really
mm-hmm.
their fault in a way. But if we take the time with our children, make the investment on the front end, I guarantee you that the back end would be different. And that's
yes.
what we're doing. We're getting them young, and we are pouring into them. We have chapel every morning. We set the pace for our day. But we tell them all the time how awesome they are. And we don't allow the negative stuff that people try to say about our children. That's not allowed in our facilities. We don't yell at our children. We don't hit them. We don't put them in corners. We don't do any of that. But what we do is we speak life to them. We tell mm-hmm. them how great they are, and we tell them that there are unlimited possibilities for their lives. And I get to do that with the passion that I have for transforming lives.
Woo! You know, you told me one time when we was talking, you said, you know, Verna, you brought chills to me. You know, when you remember when you telling me how those chills came over you? Well, those chills just
came
over. Those, you know, because when you talk about how God spoke to you, you know, and when he speaks to you to give you something, he just don't give you anything. He give you the best of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because he
mm-hmm.
is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And your ministry, you just said that your children, every day, when you start them on their day, you have a chapel. So that means that
mm-hmm.
you all have a little prayer. So
mm-hmm.
I understand how when you ask for something, how you ask for him to guide you, strengthen you, teach you, show you what he would have for you to do. And he has shown you, Cynthia, what he wants to see you do. And it is such a blessing for you to share this with other people, because if you can do it, God is not, he can do it for them too. You know, he's not a selfish God. So I know he can do the same thing for others as he do for you. They just have to go out there.
Amen.
And do it. I would love to come over there. I don't know when I would have the time, because I still work, Cynthia. You know, I work shoots all the time. But I would love to come over there and just volunteer and learn what your children learn. I don't even know how to do that. I don't know how to even.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you, that's what a lot of parents say to me. When they find out, when they come, because we have a parents meeting every
yes.
summer before the summer camp starts, we meet with the parents so that they can understand what their kids are going to be learning, but they also can understand the program, also how they can help us, because
mm-hmm.
we don't charge any. We don't charge one dime for this program. Every
mm-hmm.
year we go and raise the money so that
mm-hmm.
we can provide an amazing experience for these kids, right? So
right.
I didn't even tell you, but we load them up. I rent a luxury bus every Friday. We load them up on the bus, and we take them on a tour of Dallas. We stop
mm-hmm.
at museums, historical sites, you know, historical sites. We stop at places like Clyde Warren Park so they can get out and get in the water, you know, the splash
mm-hmm.
pad. But they have an edge, we call it Fun Friday, and that is where we take them on a tour of Dallas, and we do something educational, and we do something fun. So
mm-hmm.
this year, last year, they went to the Perot Museum, they went to the farmer's market, you know, we stopped
yeah.
at ice cream shops, so they can just have a good time. But this is what I tell people all the time, you may not have the time to come volunteer and to come sit or talk to the kids or whatever, but everybody can do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just ask that people do whatever they can. Just like any nonprofit, we need funds to do what we do, but we also need people, you know, and we look for strong male leadership because our boys need that male example. So we're always looking for men who have an interest. You know, we do a background check on everybody, but we're always looking for men who have a passion for helping these young boys. We have a lot of women that are involved, but the men are not as present as we would like for them to be. So I encourage any man who's out there who has a passion for working with our children that, you know, obviously don't have a criminal background or anything, we would love to start that conversation with them. And they can give us a call at 888-419-0957. And anybody who wants to make a financial donation, they can go to our website at CynthiaMickensMinistries.org, and they can make a financial donation. But maybe they have a program that we haven't heard about. So if there's anybody out there that's doing something very unique that these kids could learn and they could have an opportunity for a career, we'd love to talk to them. So I'm constantly looking for new things to expose our children to. So if there's somebody out there that has a program that would be a great opportunity for our children to be exposed to, then we look for those as well, because I believe in the power of partnership and collaboration.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm going to make time to come by your summer camp. I'll probably end up helping you feed or cook or whatever, but I'm gonna at least spend a day, at least to try to spend one day out of a week to come over there to help you. And I know we have some men out there who needs to get involved in without any criminal backgrounds. They can pass a criminal background rather. So we're gonna try
to
help.
Can pass their background check.
Yes, yes. But again,
Let me tell you about my husband. Tell me to tell you about my husband, right?
Okay.
So my husband and I have been married. We're in our ninth year of marriage. And the reason why I think it's so important to honor this great man of God who God – he's not perfect and I'm not perfect, but he is perfect for me. And I sure hope I'm perfect for him. If I tell you, he has come right alongside me to help me do the work that God has called me to do. And I can remember the Saturday after we got married, we were out in the backyard and he said to me, he said, "Baby," he said, "you know what I think my job is?" He said, "is to make sure you have everything you need to do what God has called you to do." And if I tell you, he has made sure everything, he goes to Hutchins. We don't live in Hutchins, but he goes to Hutchins several times a week. He knows that acreage out there. He makes sure that the lawn is well manicured. He keeps the buildings up. Those two houses are immaculate. The church, we have a historical church, is over 100 years old. It has a historical landmark. But if I tell you, and one of the churches that donated a 14-passenger van to us, he just does everything. He just makes sure that everything is in order. And if there's something that I need, all he'll say is, "I'll take care of it, honey. I'll take care of it." That's his famous line, "I will take care of it." And that's what I have. I have a man straight from heaven, in my opinion. He's never raised his voice at me. He's never called me out my name. He's never said I wasn't smart enough, I wasn't good enough. He has always been my biggest cheerleader. And I'm so grateful to God for sending him to me, because he is definitely one of a kind. I know you've got a good husband and you've been married for decades, but I got one too, I guess that's what I would say. That I got one too. Just a wonderful man, a wonderful man.
Well, you know, Cynthia, when I first met him, I asked you, is this the one? And you said, yes. Verna, this is, say, he is so different. You know, I don't know where, what state or city he was born in, but I don't think he's from Dallas, is he? Was he from Dallas?
No, he's not from Dallas. He is originally, his parents are from Jackson, Mississippi, but he grew up in Chicago. His father, who passed away a few years ago, had a big medical practice in Gary, Indiana. So he spent quite a bit of time there as well.
I see. Well, you know, I want everybody to know I'm talking to Cynthia Meekins Ross. And, yes, you know, I've been married 54 years of my life.
My first husband, it's
a long time. I got educated through my first marriage. I was married when I was 19, but he promised my mother he would let me go back to school and help me go back to school, and he did. So I was married to Mr. Thomas for 20 years, and today he is deceased. So I've been married to Mr. Milton for 34 years. And, you know, Cynthia, that's a long time. That's a long time. And I must tell everybody that no marriages, not my marriages, was a bed of roses. But by through the grace of God, I've learned to give problems over to him, because I can't change nobody. I'm not going to get upset with nobody. So that's how I've learned to stay married. In case somebody's listening, you have to give problems over to God, because he's the one that's going to make that person act right, do right, and all of that. And I'm just so thankful to God for bringing you somebody like Mr. Ross into your life, you know, because you're a beautiful person. And I remember when you used to go to New Birth with us, you know, and a lot of guys like you, and you was very stern. And a lot of guys, you know, wanted to be with Cynthia Meekins. But you was very a stern person. So I thank God for sending Mr. Ross into your life, because I've seen him. You all have visited with me. And he likes my cooking. You know, he likes my cooking.
Now, he loves to eat. He loves to eat now, Verna. He loves to eat now. But the good part about it is he cooks. So he's not the kind of guy that's sitting waiting for me to cook. He loves my cooking too, but he will go in that kitchen. He's in the kitchen more than I am. But the one thing that I will tell you about, or share with your audience, about marriage, and that is, we don't go to school to learn how to be married. Nobody gets a degree in marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the major decisions we make in life is about marriage, but we get no education hardly, and the church has not done a great job of really talking about marriage, okay, from the perspective of practical things, okay? We can get so spiritual sometimes that we lose people in the practicality of life. Right?
In your everyday life,
because I'm not going to tell you that every day I wake up that I'm a perfect person in my marriage. There's some days I wake up and I've got tons of things on my shoulders. I got deadlines to meet. And my husband may come in and he may say, well, honey, you know, I was thinking, and I'm thinking to myself, not now, because I got to get this work done right now. I'm on the deadline, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know what? He puts up with my impatientness. I have to go to my husband. I'm not going to tell you that he's perfect, but what I will tell you is is that he has never come to me and have been like short with me or anything like that. But have I done it to him? Yes, ma'am. More times than I want to admit. But the one thing that I want to say is when I'm wrong, God speaks to me. And he will tell me, you go apologize to your husband. I might be driving down the street and I hear the Lord say, when you get home, spend some time with your husband. Don't go in that office and spend all day in your office. Spend time with him. He loves you. He wants to be with you. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if you are a believer, if you believe in God, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is the voice of God. It is the power of God. It is the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you and guide you to do what is right. And when you have fallen short, which we all do, I don't care what title we have, I don't care what position we have, we all fall short, right?
Yes.
Just acknowledge. Yes. Acknowledge that you have fallen short. And make it right. Make it right. You know, we always say, don't go to bed angry. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have to wait till it's time to go to bed. You can apologize in the middle of the day when something has gone wrong. And I will tell you, that's what I make as a practice. When I'm wrong, I immediately try to make things right with my husband. And he does the same thing with me. And we don't have time to waste on being mad at each other. We don't have time to waste pouting and all of that. We want to enjoy our lives together. And so that's what we make room for. We make room to enjoy our lives together, and we try to get rid of anything that is trying to divide us.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. You don't know how much I appreciate you coming on the air tonight with me and being my special guest, Cynthia, because I love the Lord. And I told people when we first came on, how you started with me. In fact, you're the one that inspired me to start the Living Legends, our prayer breakfast, our prayer empowerment breakfast. Mm. And I must say, too, I'm leaving out Lisa Frazier Galloway, because Lisa also helped me told me how to get those women's. And we first started out, we gave President Bush, Laura Bush, an invitation. And we gave Mrs. Hunt, Caroline Hunt, an invitation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had some very, very powerful women that we called as Living Legends. And when Greg Abbott seen those names, that made him pay attention to who we were, and he made sure that he knew that we was watching him because we was concerned about our children. So it was the method in which we started out, and Lisa, Isabel and Sandra Clark. I can't leave Sandra out. I didn't have no money to do what we did, but when I called you women to help me, y'all got on board and y'all said, "Well, Brenna, I'll do this. I can help you with that. We could, if you don't have the trophies, I'll help you with that." Sandra, and you and Lisa, y'all was right on time for me, and I will never, never forget you women in my life. So y'all was like sisters to me, like family, because you was always there. And I tell anybody, I was there. You was there with me with my first husband. You've been here with me with my second husband. So you know my family. You know my marriages. And I thank you for that. I'm going to be trying my best to get over there to help you this summer, at least one day out of a week. I can do that. And we'll talk later about trying to get some men involved and helping those young boys. How many boys do you have in your camp? Do you know for this year?
I'm looking at the numbers, and I think out of the 60, I think it's 22 boys.
22 young. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see. We have some powerful young men on our board, and Fred Walker is with the veterans. He's the commissioner with the veterans. And some of those veterans are not doing nothing all day long. So I'm just saying that, but they probably are. But what I'm saying, though, I'll tell Fred, and he may be listening tonight, but him and Valerie have a lot of good people, and some is in business, too, that may want to help, you know, at least once a week. So we'll talk about that. And I want to tell everybody to thank you for tuning in. We have, I think, 30 seconds before our show is over. And we have, tonight we have done, and this is just not even July. We started in January, but we've done our 24th episode on the Metroplex Buzz, and all of them has been very exciting. So, Cynthia, but if you ever want to come back on and talk with us, would you please let me know? We would love to have you on again. And I have another hand that's just came up. I don't know who this person is. Let's see, can we take this call? Hold on. Let me see, can we take this call? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you still there? 7240? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was just calling in. I want to commend you ladies for an awesome job that you're doing.
And thank
I'm
you.
I'm listening to you all right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mom, this is Belinda.
Well, hi, Belinda. I thought I knew your voice.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm just fine.
And I
want to
thank Miss Cynthia.
Was Cynthia knew your dad?
I want to thank Miss Cynthia for the awesome job she's doing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I love it. I can't wait to see my children on July 10th. I tell all the parents they belong to me. They my children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I appreciate that, what y'all are doing for the children as well as the community. And we need to have more people to be involved.
We need more people. We need
and
more
I'm
programs
calling the
like
last minute, but I was listening. I didn't know to push the one, and I had to look at it again. I didn't know, so that's why I just got through.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling, though. I still appreciate you calling. Okay? All right.
Okay, I know the time is about to run out, and I appreciate y'all, and God bless you, ladies.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All righty. God bless you, too. You know,
yes,
one
ma'am,
thing
y'all
I
keep up the good work.
I want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
You, too. Is that,
all right. Thank you.
People about
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The free food giveaway. So every third Saturday, people come from all over between 11:30 and 1:30, and we give away chickens, eggs, vegetables, cereal, things like that. And you don't have to qualify. So if there's anybody listening who need help with food, we do a free food giveaway every third Saturday, every third Saturday. And we also have a community garden that people, so we open up our community garden to the community. And so people who are not even living in Hutchins have beds where they're planting. So we provide the soil, we provide the beds, and we provide the water. All you have to do is plant, maintenance, and harvest. And so that is also something that we love to do because we're in a food desert and we're trying to make sure that people have healthy foods to eat. So that's just to let you know. Again, if you want to learn more about us, you can go to our website at CynthiaMickensMinistries.org.
Okay. And the food bank again is every third, did you say Saturday?
Every third Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30.
Okay. So somebody will call me back and ask me the question again. Okay.
I'll send you a flyer. I'll send you a flyer as well so you'll have that about the free food giveaway. And I'll also, but if they go to our website, it's on the front page of the website, the free food giveaway, the community garden, the summer camp, and the housing is all there on the website.
Okay. Okay. Now, what will it take for you to expand your program for the summer? Will it take you to have more? I know somebody's listening to this program tonight and may want to have some children to come. But what will it take? I mean, by you closing your, I mean, by now you have closed your registration. So
yes.
If you have opening back up, you cannot do that at this time, can you?
No, because, you know, we've already rented the stuff, so we take the kids, so we rented a bus for that amount of children. So the only thing, the only opportunities that could become available is if we had families who dropped out. Then we would have slots available, but we have filled all of our slots as of today.
Ooh, I sure wish DISD or some of these school districts will adopt your program. I wish they would do that. But nevertheless, we have to leave because our time is up. But thank you, Cynthia, again. Thank you, audience, for listening. And next time, I look forward to having a great time on the Metroplex bus. And tell your husband I said hello, Miss Ross. Tell him I said hello.
I sure will. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting
me. All right. Thank you. Okay. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
God, it's been